bugs the devil out of me. I think it's usable for him, and that's all quote-unquote English or languages is supposed to be about, a communicable, a way of communicating ideas.
Kind of a partnership.
Right, a partnership. And communicating means both listening and receiving. And if I can receive it and understand it, when I say listening, giving it out and receiving it, if I can give it out and you can understand it, and you can give me something back and I can understand it, I think we're communicating in the double with the rest of this guff.
Yeah. So basically you're like, you know, like saying that if like by dialect is as good as, you know, don't kill out anything to...
Yeah, just because, right?
Yeah, because,
Because, you know, don't dehumanize it's personal attractions. I think of a story that we, of a speaker that we had here who had a third grade education from Alabama, black man, who's you know, opened his statement by saying, and he was speaking to our faculty, and the faculty read his dossier, and I can say, I can just see the faces, what can this man say to me, you know, a traditional faculty. And he opened his statement by saying, you know, my children normally laugh at me, and by the way, my children are well-educated and things like this. And, days, well, let me put, see if I can get the dialect going. Days always laughs at me because they say, Daddy, don't talk too much because you don't sound too good. But I always likes to talk, start off my talk with y'all eyes and me in here. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the attention of the faculty focused in, and man, no matter how bad his dialect was, communicated an idea. Look, you can snub your nose at me, baby, but, you know, if economic power is what you're looking for, I got it, you know.
So the major dialect then is probably is controlled purely by financial interests?
That's what probably is. It probably is, more than likely it is.
Yeah, I have, some of my instructors tend to explain, they talk about standard editorial English, you know. And I've always thought that that was probably a euphemism for upper middle class business English.
That's a euphemism. I can't even say the word this morning.
That's really for our society, period. A standard. What the hell is a standard? Compared to who? Compared to what? Editorialized English is something altogether different in a French country. You know, it's compared to who, compared to what.
Right.
It's really based on that particular
All right, now we get through, you got a BS at Fordham, and what you going on
there? I went to BU, got a master's in psych in BU. Still didn't know what I wanted to do with myself. I didn't like Boston at all. I went to Ohio State. And
how long were you in Boston?
I was in Boston maybe about a year and a half. Then I was at Ohio State for about a year and a half also. I got a master's in speech, hearing science, and linguistics.
So you got two masters?
Yeah.
So you got a master's in linguistics?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, that's great because that's what I was...
That's what you're dealing with, huh? It was really beautiful to study linguistics. It was a threefold sort of situation. We combined the three of them there. Linguistics primarily from phoneticians' background.
So it was a master's degree in linguistics, speech, and what was the other?
Speech and hearing science and linguistics.
Okay.
That's the way it rolled.
And that was at Ohio State?
Ohio State, yeah.
Ohio State.